בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב. We stay very close to Tu Bishvat, Besiyata Dishmaya. And I would like in this week to get the opportunity and to share with you a beautiful insight about Tu Bishvat. הרמב״ם, בהגאות מימוניות על הרמב״ם, מפרו גפואן, we find, בתשובת רצבה כתב, שאפילו בט"ו בשבט אין להיתנות, וציבור שגזרו תענית בשני וחמישי, דוחים תענית זה עד שבת הבאה. הזמין, נבחזל, decide from some reason to make תענית ציבור. For example, no rain or tragedies happened. תענית ציבור every time take place Monday and Thursday. Why specifically in these 2 days? Because when Moshe Rabbeinu go to Har Sinai the last time to get the second tablet happened in Thursday, Rosh Chodesh Elul, and he arrived with a special statement, Salachti ki dvarecha, Yom Kippur, take place in Monday. From this reason, for good forever, Monday, Thursday is Yemei Ratzon. This is the reason why Monday, Thursday, every week, we have special slichot. It's not short tachanun, what we say every day. We have chapters of slichot. Why? Because this is Yemei Ratzon. Is this, if happened Monday, Thursday, the rabbis decide the Ta'anit, fast day, and in this day, Tu Bishvat have power to push the Ta'anit to other time. Moreover, if somebody marries this week, Tuesday night, or Wednesday, in Tu Bishvat, he never fast. And my first question is, why Tu Bishvat, what is look regular day, not Kiddush, no Avdala, no Isur Melacha, no Seuda, completely normal day. We never light candles, how we do in Chanukah, nothing. Why this day have so much power to push Ta'anit Tzibur and Ta'anit Chatan ביום חתונתו? What is so special about this day? Tu Bishvat is only sign in the nature about new year for Trumot u'Ma'asrot. We have years what we give Ma'aser Sheni, and we have year what we give Ma'aser Ani. In Shnot HaShmita, Shana Gimel, Shana Vav, this is years what we give Ma'aser Ani. All the other years we give Ma'aser Sheni. This only unique about Tu Bishvat. The year change from one year of Maaser to other year of Maaser. Exactly how Chazal saying paragraph 2 בחד בשבט ראש השנה לאילן מהיתם אמר רבי אלעזר אמר רב הושעיה הועיל ויצאו רוב גשמי שנה most of the rain is behind us and רשי say סרט paragraph הועיל ויצאו רוב גשמי שנה כבר עבר רוב ימות הגשמים most of the rain is over, שהוא זמן רביעה והעלה שרף באילנות, and new beginning of the new fruit start to grow, ונמצאו הפירות חנותים מעתה. It means this is new year for שנה חקלאית, if it's year of מעשר שני, year of מעשר אני. The question is, why is this regular day in the year have so much power to push תענית ציבור and תענית חתן ביום חתונתו? This is question number one. Question number two, we know everyone busy between Yom Kippur to Sukkot to buy Dalet Minim. And when we find this quickly, we're very happy because we're busy also to build Sukkah, to do other things what is necessary for the special holiday of Sukkot. But we find in the Bnei Yisachar, the day to pray, to have a beautiful etrog, is Tu Bishvat. In paragraph 4, Rosh Hashanah Leilan, לא אמר לאילנות, why? יש רמז, מה שקיבלנו מרבותינו, להתפלל בט"ו בשבט, על אתרוג כשר. יפה ומהודר, beautiful אתרוג, שיזמין השם יתברך בעת מצטרך למצווה. It means Tu Bishvat, this is a day to pray Kodesh Baruch Hu, when we go to buy 8 months from now. Dalet Minim, help us to find beautiful, beautiful etrog. And the question is, question number two, what's the connection between Tu Bishvat to beautiful etrog next year? What's the connection between Tu Bishvat to 8 months now, from now, when we go to buy Dalet Minim, to buy a beautiful etrog? Is look not relate one to each other. Everyone is in his time. We never find any prey from this year to other year. Every time we pray, everything what we need for this year. And next year, we pray for the next year. But to pray, to buy a etrog 8 months from now, next year, is look something what we need to explain and to understand. This is question number two. Question number three, the Torah teaches us also about three, paragraph five, וכתבו אל הארץ ונטעתם כל עץ מאכל, וערלתם אורלתו את פריו, 3 שנים יהיה לכם ערלים, לא יאכל. When you plowed and plant trees, the first 3 years, you not allowed to eat from the fruit, שנה רביעית נטרבה, 5th year, you can make business and do everything what you want. But what relevant for us now is kitavo el haaretz unetatem kolatz. Is Chazal saying paragraph 6. Rabbi Dover Rabbi Simon patach achrei Hashem elokechem telechu. V'chi ifshar lebasar v'adam laloch achar haKadosh Baruch Hu. Ela betchilat briyato shel olam unitasek haKadosh Baruch Hu ela bematat tchila. Shenemar v'ayta Hashem elokim gan be'eden. Af atem kshitkansu laaretz lo titasku ela bematat tchila. Shenemar kitavo el haaretz unetatem. Is mean haKadosh Baruch Hu want for us to following after him. הקדוש ברוך הוא רחום, מהו רחום, הפתה רחום, מהו חנון, הפתה חנון, to try to do the best, to following after Hashem. One of the aspects to following after Hashem is הקדוש ברוך הוא plowed and planted tree, when he arrived, when he created this world, he also want for us, when we arrive to Eretz Israel, immediately to plowed and planted tree. And this is something what we need to understand. No one, when he make Aliyah to Eretz Israel, go from Ben-Gurion Airport direct to the field to plow the plant tree. And if you have some people, it's only few. Is what is mean in Chazal, we need immediately when we arrive to Eretz Israel to plow the plant tree. Most of the people never do this. How we explain the Ivrei Chazal? This is question number three. And question number four, the last question, is something very, 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 very interesting. We know Rashi teaches us in paragraph 8, every plague in Egypt takes place a week, and 3 weeks is warning. What Moshe Aaron say to Mitzrayim, to Paro, and this is what Rashi say, paragraph 8, שהייתה המכה משמשת רביע חודש. Every plague takes place a week, ושלושה חלקים in 3 weeks, היה מעיד ומטרה בהם. It means every plague in Egypt together is full months. Now, when Makat Bechorot take place in the Jewish calendar, I'm sure you know, when Makat Bechorot take place in the Jewish calendar, in Or Letetvav Benisan, Yitziat Mitzrayim take place in the morning, Leila Seder, this happened the night of Makat Bechorot. Obviously, months before Makat Bechorot, what Makah we have? Choshech. When is months before Makat Bechorot? Tetvav Adar. What is Tetvav Adar? Purim. In Makat Choshech, what take place in Tetvav Be'adar, ולמצרים היה חושך אפלה, ולכל בני ישראל אור ושמחה. It means not only ולכל בני ישראל היה אור בכל מושבותיהם, when in Egypt, for good, this day, Tetvav Adar, what all the Egyptians have deep blackout, for us is day of special light. Layudim hayta ora v'simcha. Adar. Now, months before, Tetvav Adar is what? Is a Shvat. Tu Bishvat. What plague happened to Bishvat? Arbe. Locus. Arbe achal et kol etz ha-sadeh. And Tu Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah le-ilanot ha-sadeh. It's interesting. We see connection between Tu Bishvat to the plague of Arbe, locust. What's the connection between Makata Arbe to Tu Bishvat? If it happened this day, it's obviously by purpose, by reason. What is the connection between the plague in Egypt, Makata Arbe, to Tu Bishvat, what we have every year? This is the question what we want to ask. And B'siyata Dishmaya, I hope after this shiur, this Tu Bishvat will come by every one of you completely different what you celebrate until this year, and get this other meaningful, other perspective, and very, very unique and special day. And you can say this another way, what we can get in Yom Kippur, we can get also in Tu Bishvat. What we can get in Yom Kippur, we also can get in Tu Bishvat. And we soon will explain how and what unique about this day. And if we take the opportunity of this day, we see how our pray and the blessing of this day can walk with us from Tu Bishvat to Tu Bishvat. Is again short and clear. Question number one. We find Tu Bishvat have special power to push Ta'anit Tzibur, any fast day, what the rabbis decide to do, Tu Bishvat, if it takes place in the day what the rabbis decide, push the fast to other time. Also, Tu Bishvat have special power to push Ta'anit, Chatan Vekala, Biyom Chatunatam. And question number one is, what unique about Tu Bishvat? What Tu Bishvat can push Ta'anit Tzibur and Ta'anit Chatan Biyom Chatunato. Question number two. Tu Bishvat, Chazal teach us, Bnei Yisachar, and that's also other, before Shem explained, a special day to pray, 8 months from now, when we go to buy Dalet Minim, we'll buy beautiful, beautiful etrog. What's the connection between Tu Bishvat to the etrog, what we go to buy 8 months from now? Is look not one relate to each other, ולא קרב זה אל זה. It's what is so special about day of Tu Bishvat to pray of etrog, what we go to buy next year. Question number three. How we explain Divrei Chazal when we arrive in Eretz Israel, כי תבוא אל הארץ, what we need to do immediately, ונטעתם כל עץ. To plowed and to plant tree. ונטעתם כל עץ. Nobody, almost nobody, when he arrive in Eretz Israel, he go to plowed and plant tree. Also, when people travel to Eretz Israel many times, they also never do this. It's what Chazal really want for us. And Chazal come and says, this is aspect of Ve'alachta Bidrachav, aspect of following after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'u Rachum, Afata Rachum, Ma'u Chanun, Afata Chanun, Ma'u HaKadosh Baruch Hu, plowed and plant tree, when he creates the world, we also need to do exactly same when we arrive to Eretz Israel. If it's so necessary, so important, why we never do this? It's what Chazal really want to teach us. Want for? What they really want for us? And question number four is, what's the connection between the plague of Arbe to Tu Bishvat? We see in Chazal, every plague takes place months, week. The punish, 3 weeks morning. If Makat Bechorot take place in Tedvav, or Le Tedvav Be Nisan, and Makat Choshech take place or Le Tedvav Be Adar, and Makat Arbe take place Tu Bishvat. What's the connection between Arbe to Tu Bishvat? Is to answer these questions, we will walk step by step in B'siyata Dishmaya, priceless. Olam Abba Ba'olam Hazeh. Pilei Pilei Plain. Interesting inside, what go to elevate in other stage completely, this coming Tu Bishvat for every one of us. Chazal teach us on behalf of the Pasuk in Yeshayahu Paragraph 9, ונגף השם את מצרים נגוף ורפו. קדוש ברוך הוא punish the Egyptian and also some רפואה come. What is mean? Chazal say נגוף למצרים ורפו לישראל. Every plague what, or any punish what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish the Egyptians. If we look of the punish in right perspective, we can get from this plague or any other punish, refuah. This can keep us healthy. נגוף למצרים ורפו לישראל. How the pasuk say? כל המחלה אשר שמתי במצרים לא אשים עליך, כי אני השם רופאך. Any plague, any punish what I put on the Egyptian, I never go to put off you. Why? כי אני השם רופאך. How? When we know to look in right way of the plague, what the plague teach us, what we need to learn from this, this protect us healthy. It's because we talk about Tu Bishvat, and the plague in Egypt will take place in Tu Bishvat, is Makat Arbe, is we see a little bit what we know, what Chazal teach us about the Makat Arbe. First, in Tanakh, we find 8 types of Arbe, 8 different types of locusts. In one pasuk in Yoel, we find 4. In paragraph 10, יתר הגזם אכל הארבה, יתר הארבה אכל הילק, יתר הילק אכל החסיל. הזמין גזם, ארבה, ילק, and חסיל is 4 different type of locus. And we have other 4. Something else, what unique about the locus, ארבה, שלמה המלך teach us in משלי, in paragraph 11, פסוק אב זין, it's good to put line in this פסוק, מלך אין לה הרבה, ויצא חוצץ כולו. מלך אין לה הרבה, הרבה don't have king, we need to understand what is mean, ויצא חוצץ כולו. אז מצודות, paragraph 12 say חוצץ, מאוסף, מקובץ. The explanation is, when the locus arrive, they never arrive one after the other. 100,000 come in one shot. Millions arrive in one shot. If this happens through the day, it's come dark, because we never see the sky. The day come very dark, and they arrive huge amount of arbe together. It's in one hand, it's unbelievable. They come together, but melech en la arbe. They, ביחד, they come together, but they never one. When you take plane from Israel to America, 300, 400 people stay together in the plane for 12 hours. But we never one, because we have different people, different nations, different mentality, quality, etc. Is Arbe is exactly the same. It means they come together, but they never one. King lead his nation and make all the nation one. Vayi bishurun melech bitasef rashi am yachad shivtei Yisrael, he make us one. King have special name echad ha'am. Why he have the name echad ha'am? Because he make all the am echad. Everybody following after him. Arbe arrive together, but they never one. And what represent for us arbe, the locus, more from anything else, is the people what live with us in Egypt. What's the name of the people what live in Egypt with us? Erev Rav. Why we give them the name Erev Rav? Why Erev Rav? Also, when we use this word in daily life, is not a compliment to people. Erev Rav is Erev Rav. We don't need to say anything about this. What does it mean Erev Rav? Why they get this name? Because they try to bring new culture. And the culture, what they try to bring is, you're unique and you're special if you have a lot. A lot power, a lot money, a lot charisma, a lot everything. A more a lot you have, you're more in. A more less, you not exist. From this reason, the Erev Rav have other name. And the other name is Asafsuf. What is mean Asafsuf? Asaf Suf is mean to collect and to collect more. A more you can collect, you more in. A more you have more, you more unique. You don't have, you're not relevant. This is exactly same with the locus. They are not. One locus cannot stay by himself. A After a short time, he died. What gave him life? Because he can whiz more and more and more. Arbe. This is exactly the Erevav. And they try to create and to bring this culture to us. And to tell us. A lot. We're relevant. And this is what the Rambam say to us in paragraph 13. Tzehu lemad. Ma'era b'midbar. במעשה העגל, קברות התאווה, וכן רוב הניסיונות, all the scandals and complaints and difficult time, what we have in the desert, הספסוף היו בהם תחילה. זה come and say, the meat what we have is not enough. The man is not good, we need more, we need what we have in Egypt, we need options, we need alternative, we need to have more and more, and every time, they cook everything, and they influence us in the wrong way. This is Erev Rav, Asafsuf. What represents them more from anything else is the locus. We, Am Israel, completely in the other side. What makes us unique? Not the numbers. Everyone is unique. Everyone, man and woman, everyone. Old and young, unique and special, because everyone has something what nobody else has. And we need everyone. Lo mirubchem mikol ha'amim, chashak Hashem b'chem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accept us, want for us, with a favored nation. Why? Because we understand everyone is necessary. Everyone is special. Kol ha'matzil nefesh achat, matzil olam male, olam, world. And this, when Yaakov Avinu, before he passed away, Chazal came and teach us. The Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, paragraph 15. Vayikra Yaakov el bana vayomer, easfu vayagid alachem. He wants to tell them about the end of the days. What is wrong in this pasuk? Look wrong. Again, what does the pasuk say, paragraph 15? Vayikra Yaakov el bana vayomer, easfu vayagid alachem. What is look not necessary in this pasuk? What word is not necessary? If Yaakov Avinu asked the children to come, Vayikra Yaakov lebanav, is obviously what they do? They come. What's the possibility to say again? Easfu. What is mean easfu? If they hear, the answer is, he told them, my children, it's not enough that you stay in one room together. Come one. Come one. If you never come one, everything is fake. And Am Israel answered to him, Abba, Shema Israel, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem, Echad. Exactly how by you, all your life is Echad, by us is also Echad. What makes us unique in Egypt? Baruch 14. Vayisham legoy, melamed shayu Israel metsuyanim sham. What is mean metsuyanim is not excellent. Metsuyanim is mean shonim, difference. Every Egyptian can recognize you. Why? Because we never change our language, we never change our dress, and we never change our names. And we can look on the face. Ah, you belong to this nation. You belong. And this also what Aman come and say, Yeshno Am Echad. Am Echad. Yes. Is look, Mefuzar, Mefurad, Bechol Medinot Malchutecha, they're all over the world. But the one nation. One nation. Is mean what make us unique is the opposite from the Asafsuf. Everyone is unique, everyone is special, and we need everyone, and we echad. Now, Amor, and what represents this? What represents us more from anything else? Tree. Look the tree. How many parts every tree have? Trunk, root, trunk, fruit, leaves, flowers, branches, more and more pieces. And all the part of every tree have one word in Hebrew, two letters. And the word is etz. God created us betzelem Elokim. Zegra come and say, tzelem. Tzadik lamed mem begimatria etz. Equivalent number, same street. To grow straight, same street. Tzelem Elokim. Amor, we go straight, we make fruit and fruit. Chas b'cheila, not straight, down, what we find, what people find, grass. Esev asadim. זה לוקוס. When he arrived on 3 millions, after 2-3 hours, what left from the tree? Dust. Nothing. Because they cannot see one. They need to see a lot. This is the opposite between the Egyptian to us. And how more we learn from this plague? We different. And this would make us unique. And this would make us special. We one between us to each other. And we one between us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This keep us exist. This keep us alive. Now, we go to the next step. Unbelievable. Pilei Pilei Pleim. Tell me, please, where we find first time in the Torah 3 Etz. First time. Oh, before Gan Eden. Before Gan Eden. Exactly, the third day of the creation. Vayomer Elokim Totze Haaretz Etz Pri Ose Pri. What does mean Etz Pri Ose Pri? The taste of the tree and the taste of the trunk will come same. Etz Pri Ose Pri. The tree himself is Pri. Vatotze Haaretz Etz Ose Pri. And what the land do? Tree is tree and fruit is fruit. And next pasuk, you believe or not, and people never recognize this many times, Vayar Elokim ki tov. What ki tov? Terrible. Kadosh Baruch Hu say to the land, Totzi etz pri ose pri, A, what she do be? Something different. How a Kadosh Baruch Hu can say ki tov? This is not tov. It's bad. Interesting. The answer is, soon we'll see inside. We have Israel talk about this, many others. The land, the dirt, by purpose, do the opposite what Hashem asks. And Hashem feel very happy about this. Very happy. Wow, he say, great. It's good. It's excellent what you do. What does it mean? The dirt, the land. No, God go to create all this world. And who go to in charge of all this world? Adam. He give us power, not with any borders. We can elevate this world to levels, wow, unbelievable. Look how generation people can make. Look in our generation, the Bina Melachutit. How we say in English, Bina Melachutit. Oh, this is a word? Ken? Bina Melachutit. You know what this mean? First, in few years, 900 million jobs, no more relevant. Because everything is robots and remote control and you push button. Today, look what happened only in our generation. Look what happened in the last 5 years. You have bridge, we stall with people. After this, you have easy pass. After easy pass, no more easy pass. You have only camera. Before you have 250 people what in charge, or 200 people in charge every bridge. Today, 3 or 4 people, and 3 from the 4 is police who need to stay the route. We don't need anyone. Look what happened. It's unbelievable. Before, you need to call, you need to take direction, you need to write. Today, you don't need to do anything. You don't need to write. You don't need to press button. You need only to talk to iPhone. He gives you immediately the ways how to come, how to go. And this is only clip. The world goes to change completely. Completely, completely. It's unbelievable power and knowledge. I read last week, 5 Nobel Prize. Great genius people say, the Bina Melachutit is big chidush, more of the chidush of Edison, what he brings to this world, the light. How we can stay not with light? We cannot understand, Bichlal, how people can stay alive before this. And he said, what we have now, this chidushim, what we have today is bigger. This is nuts. It's unbelievable. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the dirt know, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, go to create this world and give to Adam so much power what he can take the world to wow, to levels what is unbelievable. But in the same time, you also can destroy the world completely. And because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives so much power to Adam, he say to him, he go to say to him, you have everything, but one mistake, you lose everything. I will say in English, to be or not to be. Adama knows this very well. From this reason, the Adama, the dirt, never listened to Hashem. He asked, what she do? Why? Because later, if Adam will make mistake, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu feel upset about him, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're right, I apologize, but with all the respect, don't blame only of me. How you create me? Adama and Neshama, correct? I get part of my DNA from the Adama. And the DNA, what I get from the Adama is, I don't need to listen to you all the time. It means it's not only my fault. Give me other chance. It means when the Adama never listened to Hashem, this give us opportunity from time to time to start from the beginning. We can say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only our fault. And for this reason, look, unbelievable, mamash, pilei playing for 1 minute. Look in paragraph 20. Vezacharti et briti Yaakov. Ve'et briti Yitzchak. Ve'et briti, nu, Avraham. Paragraph 20. Last page. Ve'aretz ezkor. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have the Torah list of kirs and terrible thing. Shelo yeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and say, don't worry, I never forget my promise, my agreement, Briti Yaakov, Briti Yitzchak, Briti Avraham, Ve'aretz ezkor. What does it mean, Ve'aretz ezkor? Chazal come and say, paragraph 20, Mishnah Maschirat Avot Nicha, Debezchutam Yagen Aleinu. Schirat Avot is Kipas, Yagen Aleinu. אבל מה אני לך שכירת הארץ? What does it mean? הקדוש ברוך הוא will remember the land. אך לדברינו ניחא, it's clear. אזכור את הארץ אשר חטאה, וממנה נלקח האדם, והארץ גרמה שקלקל האדם וילך אחרי חומרו הרע. The DNA we get from the dirt, and this give us opportunity to do something wrong. אבל מצד נשמתו לא היה חוטא כלל. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is not only my fault. I get this from the dirt. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're right. I give you other opportunity. The day what we start and we get other opportunity every year, when is the day? Tu Bishvat. Ki Adam Etz Hasadeh. Tu Bishvat. This is the day. And normally, in Jewish life, every time when we start, this walk with, come with, fast. Look Yom Kippur. ועיניתם את נפשותכם, יקרא תקרא, הנפש שאיף סמדית עם יום כיפור. Why? Because fast is mean, I wake up, I look of myself, and we מערר תשובה, and we start new beginning. Esther, how she make all the revolution? What she say to Mordechai, תשומו עליי, אל תאכלו, אל תשתו, אלום, שלושת ימים, שלושה, תריס חזקה, good, ונהפוכו. What is the purpose of Tani Tzibur? To wake up, to understand what is wrong, what is good, to elevate ourselves. Great. Chatan b'yom chatunato, new beginning, also come with fast. Great. Excellent. Tu Bishvat is only one time in the year. What we have opportunity to start from the beginning, but not with fast. We can eat, the day is normal. What Yom Kippur give us after preparation of Chodesh Elul and Aseret Yimei Tshuva, Tu Bishvat give us smooth. Tu Bishvat, through the day, if you only stop and we understand, yes, this is a special day, we look, same with the tree, Ki Adam Etz Hasadeh, God created us Betzelem Elokim, Tzelem Begimatria Etz, Saraf Bailanot is mean, we can see the beginning of the new leaves and new fruit what going to take place later. This is the day. And to ask in this day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give me more ambition, more motivation, more excitement, and to start from the beginning to do many things good and better. Everyone in this field what he needs, you will see how much this affects. how much this takes place. This is unique in Tu Bishvat. Because every time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us special time and days, He covers this. Amor is a special day. Amor is cover is more special day. Amor is cover is more special day. This is so unique. This is so special about Tu Bishvat. Tu Bishvat is opportunity in the daily life to start from the beginning. This is the reason also why we eat different type of fruit. Fruit what we have seed inside and you sow the seed. Fruit what you have shell outside and you eat the inside. Fruit what you have inside and outside. Everything is different way to look about ourselves. What is wrong? I threw outside. From inside, what is wrong? From outside. I also change to bring myself inside and outside will come same. This is Tu Bishvat. This is so unique about this day. This is so special. And it's not only, okay, we see it, we eat this type of food. Everything, stay behind everything, some lesson. Look how much Chazal talk about this day. How much Chazal tell us what we learn from every fruit, from every tree, from every thing what we do in this day. Because this is, for us, opportunity to wake up and to start from the beginning. We don't need start with fast. This is Tu Bishvat. Now, Pilei Pleim, how we really do this? How we really can take this day with us in the right way? Because Chazal comes and tells us, every tree have three parts. Major three parts. Root, trunk, and fruit. Root, trunk, and fruit. Root represents tefillah. We come close to Hashem. Trunk represents Torah. The pillar of life is Torah. Fruit represents mitzvot u'ma'asim tovim. Mitzvot u'ma'asim tovim. The Torah never say ki ha'adam shorosh ha'sadeh. Adam is source of the field. Ki ha'adam geza ha'sadeh. Adam is similar to the trunk of the ki ha'adam etz ha'sadeh. We need to have all these three parts in our life all the time. Yes, sometimes we have more time to daven, more time for Torah, more time of mitzvot. Sometimes we have less time, but all the time to have all these three parts with us. All the time. How we say every morning, Ve'ereneinu betoratecha. This is a trunk. Dabek libeinu b'mitzvotecha. This is a fruit. Ve'yached levaveinu le'ahava u'lira et shmecha. This is a root. To come close to Hashem. This is Kabbalah Tol Malchut Shamayim. How we say every day when we finish to daven. Vu yiftach inu v'letzion. Vu yiftach libeinu betorato. This is trunk. V'yasem belibeinu ahavato v'yirato. This is the root. Tfilah. La'asot retzono. This is the fruit. Lo nigal arik ve'lo neled la'be'ala. We can make fruit and fruit in any field in life. It's apple pie today. The taste of the tree is not the taste of the trunk. The taste of the tree is not the taste of the fruit. Still, one tree, the taste of the tree, the taste of the fruit is same. Etrog. From this reason, in Tu Bishvat, when this is new beginning for us, but we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you, would you give us opportunity to start from the beginning? But we never want to stay in the beginning. We want to come to the beginning of the creation. What all the trees, the taste of the tree and the taste of the fruit is exactly the same. Not only etrog. It means the reason why we pray in Tu Bishvat of beautiful etrog to buy in, before Sukkot, because the etrog represents flavor from the original time. What the taste of the tree is the same taste of the fruit. And we ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't only give us opportunity to start. Give us the knowledge how to take this start to the right direction and to elevate this world, and this world will come back what is supposed to come in the beginning of the creation. All the trees, Tama Etzke Tama Pri. Afal Pi. About the trees, we never see this. Tama Etzke Tama Pri, except the etrog. But by us, we can see this. Chazal comes and tells us, David the Melech says something unbelievable. He bless husband and wife. Many communities say this chapter in Tehillim, in the Chuppah. זה פה סוכסי תהילים קוף קף חט. אשרי ירא השם. אין, זה צ'פטר אוף תהילים קוף קף חט. Start in this way. שיר המלות אשרי כל ירא השם. ההולך בדרכיו. יגיע כפיך כי תאכל אשריך וטוב לך. אינהו, זה פסוק אשתך כגפן פוריה בירכתי ביתך. Your wife, say with grape. בניך, is mean your children, כשתילי זיתים סביב לשולחניך. And the end is, ורא בונים לבניך, שלום על ישראל. And I ask myself many times, I understand the bracha, what David Amelach give to the wife, is really special bracha. What bracha? She will come, same with grape, green, fruit, sweet fruit, grow from the fruit of the grape, we make wine, simcha, wow, special bracha. But what is the other part? Banecha, your children, keshtilei zeitim, sabim leshulchanecha. Why we compare the children to olive oil? It's bitter. We can pick other tree, what is sweet. Other fruit, what is sweet. Why olive? The answer is, if you walk in the street now, and you find in the street beautiful, beautiful apple, orange, afarsek, any fruit, beautiful and clean, you pick and you go to wash and to eat this. It's also organic, not all the spray what you do in the public, eh? And when you pick this and you very enjoy, somebody say, excuse me lady, excuse me sir, this is for my tree, you cannot take this, please give me back. What is the halacha? You don't need to give him back. Why? Because we cannot, apple pie, 99% is belong to him. But why not? Because every tree, every fruit, you not have any sign on the fruit to what tree is belong. Possibilities belong to him, but possibility is not reason of Hashavat Aveda. If it definitely belong to him, if you have simanim, you get back. Except one tree, olive. You can see every olive, the Gemara say, in Elu Metziot, in Baba Metzia, and you can see to what trees belong. From this reason, David HaMelech say, אשתך כגפן פוריה, בירכתי ביתך, בניך, your children, כשתילי זיתים, סביב לשולחניך. We see the children, we see the parents. We see the parents, we see the children. בניך כשתילי זיתים, סביב לשולחניך. This is a big bracha. How this bracha can take place? Only if we feel, we say, we three. Root, trunk and fruit. Tfilah, Torah, mitzvot u'masim tovim. And we know to coordinate this together, we can make fruit. This brings us to a pure life, right life. And everything grow naturally in the right way. This is what Chazal come and teach us. From this reason, when the rabbis, everyone go to his house, he ask from his friend to get bracha in paragraph 24. When rabbis, everyone go to his house, Amrei lelevarchan mam, give me bracha. And what does it say? Adam shaya olech bader, b'midbar, v'yarahe, v'yefet, samay, he walk in the desert, not to eat, not to drink, and he find tree with fruit and shade, and he water go around, and he say, wow, I enjoy from the water, I enjoy from the shade, I enjoy from the fruit, and he say, ilan, ilan, b'meh avarechecha, פירותיך מתוקים, אמת המים עוברת תחתיך, צילך נאה, beautiful shade, water and food, what I can bless you, לסליין, יהי רצון שכל נטיות שנותנים ממך יהיו כמותך, אלא שכל יהי רצון, זה לסליין, שיהיו צאצאי מאיך כמותך. It means the next generation will come same with the generation before. This is too בשבט. From this reason, גם the Torah tells us, כי תבוא אל הארץ, ונטעתם כל עץ. We arrive in Eretz Israel, what we need to do? To plow a tree. We never do this. We never talk about the tree in the field. This we can do later. We talk about ourselves. Because every one of ourselves is tree. Ki Adam etz ha-sadeh. To plow and to plant ourselves in the place, what we can make fruit and fruit. What is belong to us. What we can bring more kvod shamayim. Everyone in this area, everyone in this field, because everyone is unique. And everyone is necessary. One person can change all the world in the right way. Or chas b'chila the opposite. This is in our end. This reason, כי תבוא אל הארץ, in our nature place, what our tree can grow and grow and make fruit and fruit, to find exactly the acclim, if it's the north, in the south, in this area, in other area, what we really can grow and make a lot fruit. And this is what we say in Al HaMichya, paragraph 26, ועל תנובת השדה ועל ארץ נדעתו ברוחבה, and the last line, what we find, ובני ירושלים, ובני את ירושלים מלכה במירה בימינו, ונאכל מפריה, ונשבה מטובה וברכה עליה בקדושה ותארה. It means, above everything is, ונאכל מפריה, but we really can appreciate the fruit, and טעם העץ will come same as time of fruit. From this reason, Tuesday night take place, and Wednesday, to בשבט, it's very, very important to take this opportunity of the day to make some stop, to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu what we need, and to understand through the fruit what we eat is some antibiotica for us, some mirror for us, what we need to do, what we need to split, what we need to keep, what is right, what is wrong, and to make tam ha'etz ketam ha'pri, to make our inside and our outside exactly same, and in this way, we'll be zochet this year to see בני ירושלים עיר הקודש במהרה בימינו, and not only this, and also ועלינו לתוכה, also ושמחנו בבניינה, and above everything is ונאכל מפריה, בקדושה ובטהרה. Thank you very much.